this patient went to a phase 2 trial we had through RTOG. This was cetuximab, that's an EGFR inhibitor with Taxol-Cabo, and he has had 63 gray in 35 fractions, daily radiation treatment, and Cabo-Taxol was given weekly, and he started to take this C225 cetuximab up front 1 week, loading dose, and then had weekly cetuximab 7 weeks. And he really did very well, this treatment. And we just presented at the ASCO last year of our trial, 87 patients entered to this trial, which showed the best median survival stage 3 patients and a good performance status. Their median survival 23 months, which is much better compared to previous phase 3 trial, RTOG 9410. The best arm was 17 months median survival. And this cetuximab and paclitaxel, cabo and radiation therapy, 2-year survival is 50%. So this is the best we have had among the stage 3 non-small cell lung cancer. And the toxicity was really mild, grade 3 or 4. Pneumonitis was only 9% compared to like 30%, which we used to have. However, for this trial, we did RTOG 0324, cetuximab and paclitaxel, cabo and radiation. We had to use 3D conformal radiation therapy. And I am certain this sophisticated radiation therapy technique contributed less toxicity to the lung. And also, like esophagitis was only 9% grade 3 and 4, compared to like 20% previous studies. So we are very encouraged by adding EGFR inhibitor in addition to Taxol-Cabo and the radiation treatment, which became a standard treatment nationwide in the United States for the good performance status stage 3 patients.
I know there's a lot of interest in this, particularly because of the precedent with head and neck cancer. Is there a phase 3 study?
Yes. Based on our great phase 2 trial, the outcome was excellent and minimal toxicity. Now we are open phase 3 study, which requires about 700 patients, and they will be randomized with and without cetuximab. And the control arm is just the Taxol-Cabo and the radiation therapy.